We're discussing things that men will do for you if they truly love you. And one of those things is they will protect you.
Boy. It's almost like there's certain guys out there that are just jealous that you have that girl and he doesn't, because he thinks, well, what is she doing with that guy? He's not that good looking.
Right.
He's not tall enough. And that happens a lot with me.
Yeah.
The girls are taller than me. They're like, why would she be with him? If he can get her, I can get her. She doesn't know what she's missing.
Right.
That's the mentality of a lot of guys. It happens all the time.
It's the guy's fault then.
Mm. Yes,
absolutely.
It's the guy's fault.
Yeah. Girls are not, when you originally said, I thought the girl was kind of asking for the attention.
No.
And it was, okay, because that's...
No. That's the sexist part of you.
That's like, the what?
Sexist.
Oh, I thought you said the sexy part of you.
We realized Katie was sexist, too.
Yes.
No, but I thought that's what you're saying when she goes out.
No,
they are, maybe the crazier they may be, they're bringing more...
They could not even be really outgoing. If you're smoking hot and you're a girl, especially blondes.
Right.
See, there's another good thing about dating non-blondes.
Huh. No, I have the problem
with Anna. Add
it to your list. I have that problem with Anna, and she's not blonde.
Yeah, but blonde girls... Except for this one girl that looked like she was exotic that I dated, that every guy stopped on the side of the street and took a picture with her while I was just standing there. But anyway, that was the worst.
Yeah.
She drew a lot of black guys loved her.
Really?
Everywhere I went. And then I would just stop. And they were like, no way with that guy. And they would stop and like hug and take it. But can I take a picture? And I'd just be standing on the side. Like
you're taking a picture of your girlfriend with other dudes?
Yes.
Can you take a picture of her?
It was awful.
She must have been really
But anyway, blondes, they typically, when they walk in the room, a lot of...
They stand out. Yeah, they do.
They stand out. Mm-hmm. And that's another... That's not that saying that brunettes can't... Redheads maybe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm learning that. But but blondes right away, boom. If you're a hot blonde, it's on.
Yeah. I mean, no. And it's got... Well, it's like Katie just the other day, and she's not a hot blonde or anything, but lots of guys think she's attractive. There's some listener that sent her like the... Doesn't know her at all. Knows she's married. And sent the most profane messages to her about what he would like to do to her.
Welcome to being a female in the media.
That's what I'm saying.
Is he kidding?
I don't think so.
No, he's not.
It sounded funny. It was a joke that he made.
Well, I don't think that he's
It was a private message to her.
Yeah.
It was in the group, maybe.
He has sent me some memes that have been horribly inappropriate, so I just ignore now. I just ignore because they're not going away.
I mean, this isn't jokes. I thought it was a joke because he was like,
I'll let you go through the whole list.
I remember this a couple years ago, this girl showed me her Snapchat, and she's like, these are 400 messages from 400 different guys I haven't even opened.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like it's nonstop. If you're attractive, they're hitting you on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, wherever they can get you.
That is horrible for women, but I'll tell you one thing. If it was the other way around and they were coming towards me, I welcome it. Because I've never had that in my life.
I hope that it happens for you.
I've never had a girl come up and says, I want to do you more. I've never had that in my life.
Yeah.
Well, now, ladies, now you know. When you see Jason Goodman out, approach him and say that.
They don't do that. Women typically don't do that.
They don't. It's rare.
Well, now give him the opportunity.
Yeah, so what he's doing is putting it in your mind. So when you see him,
manifesting.
Say hello. Yeah. He's not going to be upset, is what he's saying.
Right. It'd be better if you're attractive, too. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't put stipulations on. See, that's when people are like, well, I'm not attractive.
Now you're not
going to do it.
Maybe in their mind they think they are, and they're not.
You shot yourself in the foot.
I don't know. It's tough. And the last thing that a guy that's maybe non-obvious to you that shows that he truly loves you is he loves you for who you are, not what you look like.
Oh,
I was just waiting for it.
There's the barf.
There it is.
Finally. We're in a hookup culture, superficial culture. And so if he truly loves you, that's true. Then he doesn't care. I mean, that's not the most important thing. He wants to be attracted to you.
Right.
Just like you want to be attracted to him, whatever that is.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why is because...
call me shocked.
But so you just said you have to be attracted to the person.
Right.
And sometimes, for me, and I've learned this, if I'm attracted to your personality, you will go up in looks physically.
Right.
Right? So if you really love the person, I think in your mind, it's kind of like that shallow how thing. You think they're more attractive. They become more attractive. Because that's what it is definitely for me. If I see a girl and she's smoking hot and then we have a conversation... And it's horrible. She becomes less attractive physically.
Definitely.
Do you agree about that?
I agree with that.
Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. And if there's a girl that's not as attractive physically initially, but we have conversations and they become more attractive, physically because their personality, 100%. Which is great.
Yeah. You know, women have the same thing with men.
No, yeah. for women, it's 90% personality.
There's plenty of times there was hot guys that before my husband that I would meet and I'd go on a date with and they'd
Matt Damon.
And that's how the conversation would go. And I'd be like, no, I'm leaving. This is stupid. Or they would, you know, we just wouldn't be able to agree on something.
See, that's the difference, though, because if you're telling me that you would go on a date with a guy that's a 10 in your opinion and he sounded like that, you would say never again. Guys will still be like, all right,
still a few more
times. Yeah, I'll give 3 to 4 years before I say this is not working out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Looks do fade, guys. I don't know if you've noticed yet, but looks fade eventually, and you need to be...
Follow the Belichick model.
You do what Jason did.
I mean, you can. If that's your ultimate goal is to have the hottest girl in the room, the Belichick model's for you. But if you actually want to be accepted and have a good, healthy relationship, and it goes beyond that, then...
Did you hear what Matt just said?
What did he say? I missed it.
Yeah, I said that's what Jason's doing. Hit the reset button.
Oh,
I missed it. Dang it.
But see, that's not a hit at me.
No, that's not a hit. That's how you get your happiness from having the hottest girl in the room. You've said that before.
You literally just said you were with a girl who used to have to take pictures of her with another dude. I wouldn't stand for that. I would be out of that situation. Yes. You're like, well, she's hot enough. I'll put up with this.
My husband once walked downtown with your wife to come meet you and I for dinner, for a work dinner. And he said the attention she got made him so uncomfortable. And it was all positive. It was men, positive attention. And he was like, I did not want to deal with that. I don't want to have to
half naked?
Well, she was wearing, you know, she could wear these outfits that I could not squeeze my thigh into because we are built very differently. But he was like, it was just not for me. It was not for me. I couldn't do it. But
see, I didn't notice any of that, but I'm also was with her for 20 years.
No, I think most guys, you don't want to get into confrontations, but you do like walking in a room and it's obvious that she's the most attractive person in the room. That doesn't hurt your feelings.
But in my husband's eyes, he'll tell me, you are the hottest woman in this room when we go out to dinner or something, but I'm not dressed slutty, I'm not 22, and I don't have blonde hair down to my butt.
Like, that's the difference between men and women. If any woman said to me, I know she's lying. You're the hottest guy in this room. No, I'm not.
Like, but I know they judge on personality more, which still would be a questionable thing.
You say it to your person like, okay, there's 7 billion people on earth. You're not going to be the hottest person in every room.
No, but I think my husband, when we go out to dinner, physically. We went to dinner Friday night, physically, he was, to me, the sexiest guy there.
I think
he is so sexy. We've been together almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. He still does it for me. I think that's good because I married him based on physical attraction to an extent. I'm very physically attracted to him, but also his personality.
Yeah,
and so many other things. Not
ultimately,
just that.
That's the most important.
So what did he marry you for then? I mean, I'm sure.
You are absolutely just in my crap.
He's afraid of the quiet.
Not in a bad way.
He likes to be protected.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hear it. He wants constant noise all the time.
He needed to marry his noise machine.
Yeah.
Like the white noise that he helps him sleep.
That's all he hears when you talk. Yeah. It just sounds like rainfall.
Use it for babies to help nurture them, you know, when they're feeling stressed out. You turn on the white noise.
We should go start calling you white noise. Josie's white noise.
Hey, Josie, that was not a comment.
That was mad.
Yeah, that wasn't a slam at all. That felt
that
great.
Was Matt.
That felt great.
And Josie made the noise. That was
I wasn't saying why did Matt. But I was wondering if it was Matt because it was all looks or was it because of personality for like what?
To him, initially, he said it was looks for me. And then we had mutual friends, so he knew of me. And he always said that I sounded like a lot of fun. And then when we went on a date, it was just when I went on that date with him, that first date, I was like, I'm in big trouble because he's hitting every check mark I've ever had. He said the same thing. He loves curvy women. He loves blondes. He loves women who are strong, independent women. He was raised by a single mom. He loves women who he likes to protect them, but he likes so he can take care of themselves.
And the funny thing about your husband, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but he's a big guy. I mean, he's the same, you know, about the same size as Matt here. Mm-hmm. He's a big dude. He's 6'3", you know, 250, and he looks, you know, like a linebacker. And the joke is when someone gets... you know, makes me mad. He's like, you done pissed her off. She's your problem. And he walks away, you know? Yeah. And he thinks that's so hot that I fight back.
Yeah.
That I'm not just like, can you handle that for me?
But not fight back with him. He probably don't think that's hot.
We don't fight often. We very rarely fight.